Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and join us. 855-450-FREE is our number. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've got some great guests lined up here for tonight, and I think Daryl, you and Mark have been working on figuring out who to talk to. There's all kinds of interesting people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 12th annual edition of this awesome event put on by the Free State Project. It is a yearly event, and we're really at the halfway point here. It's Wednesday evening. This is our fourth show out of seven shows for the week. And so it's going to be over before you know it, but it's not too late to get here. You can still come in Friday. Friday is going to be huge because Friday is a day when people get off work. You know, there's a lot of people in New Hampshire who want to come attend this, for instance. And just
tomorrow is going to be a big day as well.
Really? Why?
There's the One Pot Cook-Off that is, I believe, in its 10th year, and that is always a hit.
Are you cooking or just sampling?
I'm cooking.
What are you
cooking? I'm cooking this year the best scallops you will eat at Porkfest.
Now, so what's the deal with the One Pot Cook-Off? By the way, Jason Sorens is joining us here on the third microphone. He is the creator of the Free State Project. We'll talk more about that. Hey, Jason.
Good evening.
I imagine you've done this One Pot Cook-Off thing a few times here and there?
I have. I cooked for it once. I've purchased tickets a couple of times.
Yep.
We are vegetarians, though, now. So we have less to eat than most people at the One Pot. It definitely leans carnivore, which is great for the
payload.
I eat scallops and other shellfish.
Good to go.
So that would be more pescatarian than vegetarian, correct?
True. So for animal welfare reasons, I don't eat the big animals, but ones without central nervous systems that are really tiny, they're basically bugs.
Okay.
My view.
So that's happening tomorrow. It's
4:30.
Very popular event, and there's just always so much going on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I'll try to pull up the schedule here as soon as I can get internet access. It's once again a little bit difficult to get good connectivity here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But you know what? You don't come here for the internet. You come here for the camaraderie. You come here for the people, for the vision of what could be.
Yes.
And what probably will be once the Free State Project reaches 20,000 participants, 20,000 people who've signed the statement of intent saying that they will move to New Hampshire once that 20,000 number is reached and then get active to achieve as much liberty in our lifetime as possible. I'm paraphrasing the actual statement of intent, but you can go and see it for yourself at freestateproject.org. And not everybody here at Porkfest has signed that statement of intent. I'm sure many are considering it.
There are some that are considering. There are some that absolutely will not ever sign because they don't want to move to New Hampshire, but they love the community and they love the event. They don't like that four-letter word that starts with S and ends with W.
Snow. Gotcha. I wonder about those people. I mean, I wonder what will it take, you know, to convince those folks that the snow's worth dealing with to be around this community. I mean, yeah, it's beautiful here right now. We're in the first week of summertime at Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains. The weather is just about as close to perfect today as you could possibly get. It's been a little breezy, a little bit nice, a little sunny.
Some of my southern friends are putting on jackets and hoodies because it's so cold out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it feels great. I'm running around in shorts, a T-shirt, and flip-flops.
Yep.
And I'm originally from Alabama, so, you know, for me to be like, wow, it feels good, that should actually tell you something about the weather. Now, yes, last year it did get down into the 30s a couple of times at night.
At night.
But, you know, like, at night you're bundled up and not walking around, so...
Yeah, I mean, it was my concern, right? I mean, when I first heard about the Free State Project, I'm a Florida native. I'm very skinny. I get cold pretty easily. And for me, that was definitely what kept me away from saying yes initially. It took me a while of really, like, looking at this and thinking, well, this liberty thing doesn't seem to be taking hold in Florida. All of the effort that I'm putting in doesn't seem to be really resulting in anything. So why wouldn't I want to go to the place where other people are putting in similar levels of effort, and then we could have even more people over time doing that? It seemed to me to eventually seem like this is a no-brainer. I've got to just get over the whole cold thing.
Let's not forget that plenty of FSP participants and early movers even have don't stay here year-round. I mean, you can
That's
come
true.
Here for 9 months and then go down to southern Florida 3 months out of the year. Pat Kay did that. I was just talking to him.
Yep, that's right.
So plenty of people do that. You can be a participant. You can be an early mover and not spend the whole winter here.
That's true. There's no requirement that you stay here all year long. That's certainly true. Now, I mean, obviously that's not necessarily within the budget of the average person maybe to travel that much. But nonetheless, you know, it's really about dedication. And I think there's probably a level at which a lot of people would get over that objection. You know, if there were really 20,000 liberty-minded people all in the same place, would that push you over the edge to say, you know what, winter, not so bad after all, I can deal with this.
Right. So I've got a couple of questions for you, Jason, and I'm sure you've probably been asked these questions before in various ways, possibly even on this radio program. But I know that you, over the years, over like the last 13, 14 years since you initially wrote that doctoral thesis sort of paper about the various migration movements, and if 20,000 people move to a place with a small enough population, then, you know, at some point in their lifetime they would achieve like maximum level of freedom. And you've since revised some of the stuff in that paper. Do you think that the number still needs to be 20,000?
No, we don't need 20,000 movers. Now 20,000.
We're probably not going to get them, right? I mean, realistically, the signing has been going on for so long. Some of the people are not paying attention. They don't have that old email address anymore, or they've died in some cases. So I'm hoping we can get 10, though. I mean,
based on our experience with the first 1,000 project, where we got 1,000 people to sign up to agree to move within the next year, and 400 of those actually did move.
That's pretty good, I think.
That's pretty good, and that's within a year.
Yeah.
Some of those eventually did move. Anyway,
right.
So I think we can expect about 8,000, somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 within 5 years after triggering the move. So then within the next 7 years, I think we can get 6,000 to 8,000 movers here in New Hampshire, which would be tremendous. That would be fantastic.
It would blow
everything away. And
that would give us far more people who are active for liberty than probably the Republicans and Democrats have combined, right?
That's right. And it would, based on my research on how the number of libertarians in each state influences the policy environment in each state, we'd be basically quadrupling the number of libertarian activists here. And as a result of that, we're going to see significant policy change. I did a talk on this at Liberty Forum, New Hampshire 2035. And I basically painted a picture of what I expect New Hampshire to look like in 2035.
That sounds cool. I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, and I'm going to recap a little of it here on my Saturday commencement address.
Oh, when's that going to be happening?
Saturday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
In the pavilion, and it's pretty amazing the types of things that we can expect. New Hampshire, this is what I expect. It's not what I hope for. This is not pie in the sky. What I expect New Hampshire to look like in 2035 includes things like not just legal marijuana, not just cutting the debt by 30%, cutting taxes to the lowest in the country, which they almost already are. It includes things like legal sex work, best gun laws in the country, which they almost already are. It includes getting rid of all victimless crimes arrests.
That'd be huge.
Let me ask you about things that I work towards. Better ballot access laws and initiative and referendum to where voters can actually repeal bad laws that the legislature decides to implement.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in that kind of negative initiative where you're vetoing what the legislature can do.
Yeah, that would actually be referendum, able to veto.
But not allowing voters to pass new laws.
Absolutely
right.
Not.
Okay.
I mean, that hasn't worked out for California Florida even South Dakota. South Dakota increase in the minimum wage through the initiative. And that's a conservative state. They should be, you know, doing that.
Do you want to stick around for another segment and talk about the other visions that you've had here? Jason Sorens is with us, the founder or creator of the Free State Project, which is the reason why the Porcupine Freedom Festival even exists. And the Pork Fest is an awesome festival. It's happening now. We're here right in the middle of the week, and there's still time for you to join us. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO?
MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And if you are already on the line, do be patient. We are, as usual, having technical difficulties here on site because we're in the woods, basically. We're in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely been a beautiful day. There's been some rain so far this week here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But today...
The forecast that I saw is today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, supposed to be clear.
Oh, okay.
Possibility of showers Sunday morning as people are packing up to go home.
Well, it's New England. I don't trust any forecasts out more than about 15 minutes. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Right.
And as far as the weather has been today, it has been very nice. I don't think there's been a drop of rain today. And Jason Sorens is with us. It's Ian and Daryl here in your remote studio at the media room, the LRN.FM media room here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I want to let you know about Peacekeeper 2.0. They are working, or they will be working, to improve what was a really great idea, but unfortunately had some bugs in version 1.0. And Peacekeeper is the idea of having essentially an app that you can go to if there's some sort of an emergency situation, maybe a medical emergency, maybe an abduction, a fire perhaps, and you can indicate that something's happening, and then other people who are using the Peacekeeper app that you know, in theory, would be able to respond rather than calling 911 and having the police show up, maybe shoot your dog, possibly arrest your sister. So actually having people who care about you respond in an emergency situation. That's the idea behind Peacekeeper. And they want to go with 2.0, add some really cool features like GPS positioning and making it so that if something happens, you can actually have it to where anyone who's using the Peacekeeper app can respond, not just your buddies who are using the app, so anybody in the area. So again, the more people using it, the more powerful of a system it can be to essentially kind of replace, supplant, and then eventually replace the state. It's a cool idea, and they're working to work towards version 2.0. They need to hire a new programmer, and they're raising money via an Indiegogo. You can contribute to it, and of course get perks over at pk.freetalklive.com. PK stands for Peacekeeper, pk.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to their Indiegogo campaign. We've been talking with Jason Sorens, who's the founder of the Free State Project, and Daryl, you were asking him about the presentation you made at the Liberty Forum, which you're going to be doing a variant on here at Porkfest, about sort of the vision for what New Hampshire you think will look like, at minimum, in the year 2035, long after the Free State Project's official move has completed. The goal of the Free State Project to move 20,000 liberty-loving people to New Hampshire. We've got over 1,500 here now that are early movers, including the three of us. And then that 20,000, we're up close to 17,000, not quite there yet. That's probably going to take another year or two, maybe at the most, to get to.
I did some calculations, and a conservative estimate that I came up with probably 5 months ago was the end of 2017. That's if...
For reaching 20,000.
Right, for reaching 20,000, and that's if we continue with the average over, like, the last 5 years of sign-ups.
Okay.
Jason, is that somewhere where you're estimating, or do you think it's going to be sooner?
That's right. We're trying to make that sooner. So we've been...
I know you're trying to.
Yeah.
I'm just asking if you think that realistically it could be.
Yeah, that's if we stay at the current rate, end of 2017.
Yeah. I think that's exciting. And then there's 5 years after that, right? So once 20,000 is reached on the website over freestateproject.org, there's a 5-year window of time where people have agreed, I'll move once 20,000 gets hit within this 5-year window. So we're talking about 2023 is when everybody's supposed to have their move completed. So your vision is for 10, 13, 12 years after that.
Right.
What is this going to look like? I guess, you know, are you building that vision based on what you've already seen happen, meaning that there's already more than a dozen Free State Project participants who've been elected as state representatives, and it's been that way for a few years now, looking at some of the successes that they've had early on, like Amanda Bolden, who's a first-timer this year as a state representative. She got two, I think, well, did the governor sign the second one? She got the one Narcan bill passed.
The Narcan bill went through both houses, and I'm not sure the status as far as being enrolled and go through the Secretary of State and on the governor's desk. But there's the Narcan, which is a drug that if somebody's overdosing on heroin, they get this drug, and that brings them out of their overdose.
Yeah.
So that bill has gone through. And then there was also the 911 immunity bill that it went through, and I'm not sure what the status of being enrolled and engrossed.
Both of these went through the Senate and the House with flying colors, like with almost no opposition, if none at all.
Very little. And what opposition there was can be boiled down. Like, you know, obviously they said a lot of other words and they didn't say it exactly like this, but it boiled down to, if we can't arrest you, we would rather you be dead.
But is that what you're going off of, is these early successes? Like, has it been better than you expected? I mean, as far as the, you know, you originally had this vision for 20,000 years ago, you know, 2001. Here we are now, almost 15 years later. Is it better than you expected?
It is, because I didn't expect anyone to move early.
Oh, wow.
Which is kind of foolish not to have expected that, but...
I'll let you finish the answer in just a second, but you also expected that the 20,000 number would have hit much sooner than it has.
Yes.
So continue. You didn't expect early movers.
We didn't expect early movers. We did hope to reach 20,000 a lot earlier, but even that I knew was not a done deal. And we made some mistakes in how we set up the project initially. We should have chosen a state later so that we got more media attention throughout our sign-up drive.
Right.
So we didn't do that, but we've been dealing with that, and you know, over 1,500 people have moved early. So as a total, we have close to now, I believe, 1,800 participants, Free State Project participants in New Hampshire.
Yeah. And a lot of friends of the Free State Project that have signed up within the last couple of years because they didn't hear about it before the vote.
That's right. We have over 2,000 friends of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire, and that's what.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and we haven't even really been doing any recruiting
friends
in New Hampshire. We're actually going to start doing it now. I'm doing a tour around the state. I'm doing town halls open to the public.
No kidding.
Yep, starting July 17 in West Lebanon will be the first one.
When are you coming to Keene?
Yeah,
I would love to give you a barrel of fish because you know the barrel of fish is different in Keene.
That's right. I believe it's kettle of fish, but
okay. Yeah. I'll put the fish in a kettle.
So I'll go and be crucified in Keene, and that's part of
I'm gonna have to record that one. That'll be really interesting.
No, so that's a serious question. When are you coming to Keene?
I haven't planned out the schedule. The idea was I'm gonna do this first one in my hometown, and then we'll see how it goes and go from there.
And who are you organizing with? How are you getting butts in the seats? How are you going to make that happen?
So we are we're advertising in the, well, not advertising, but we're listing on the calendar of the local newspaper, which is widely read.
Yep. It's more likely to get politically inclined people to respond as well.
And we're going to contact reporters and tell them that this event is going on, and hopefully some of them will cover it.
I'm interested in seeing it when it happens, so I hope you have video recording.
I tell you what, you tell me a date in Keene, I will reserve a room at the library, I'll get it in all of the papers, and we'll make this thing happen.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'd be fun, I think.
Keep in touch about it, Jason. Appreciate you coming on. Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. We're going to continue here from Porkfest 2015 live at Rutgers Campground here in moments.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. For details, or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold Shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. And you can join us in the studio as well if you'd like. It's obviously a busy night at Porkfest. We're in the middle of the week, and more people are here now, obviously, than they were on Sunday. It's an event that picks up over time. There are more people attending as the week goes on, and it really kind of explodes on Friday and Saturday. Although, Daryl, you're saying more people are even going to be showing up tomorrow for the cook-off, the one-pot cook-off.
Well, the cook-off always has
a
couple hundred people that buy
tickets
to judge.
Yes.
Right?
It's been sold out for a while.
Yeah, I was told to prepare 200 samples of the dish that I'm making, which I'm calling the best scallops you'll have at Porkfest. And I'm guessing, and
maybe the only scallops at Porkfest.
Right. But, you know, so like a little bit of self-deprecating humor. They might be, you know, horrible, but they're probably still going to be the best because I don't anticipate anybody else making scallops.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm actually a pretty good cook.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a lemon pepper coconut scallop.
Oh, I'm glad I already ate because I would be likely salivating just having this discussion. The food here at Porkfest is excellent. Many of the vendors are unlicensed, which I love. And, of course, if you've been listening to all of the shows this week, we did have on Monday a visit by the revenue agents for the New Hampshire Department of Revenue.
I've still not watched that video.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, it's pretty entertaining. It's up right now over at freekeen.com. Of course, bandwidth is at a bit of a premium.
premium here.
That's why I've not watched it, because I'm not jumping online a lot other than to read the news and upload the news and upload my podcast.
Yeah, I won't watch videos from Porkfest unless I've got some sort of crazy connection, and Michael Hampton does offer that, and you pay him for it.
Yes.
So I wouldn't feel bad if I were going to do it there, but even so, I generally, you know, I won't do it because I feel like I'm being a bad netizen.
Right, and apparently
I
talked to Michael, and there were major issues with the paid internet last year, and apparently people were torrenting movies while here.
Yeah,
on this, you know, you pay $7 for internet, and they're like, okay, I'll torrent movies. And people weren't able to use it to,
I mean, really, you
check
come
Facebook,
to Porkfest to
read emails.
You come to Porkfest to watch a movie. I mean, I understand that they have, like, screenings of movies, but to watch it on your laptop, I mean, what are you going to do? What, really? I mean, there are a lot better things to be doing here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes.
It's Ian and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. We're going to bring our next guest in here in just a moment. Also, want to remind you about ExpressCoin.com. That is the place to go to get your Bitcoin. They also have some alternative coins as well. But Bitcoin, of course, is the real draw. And if you've yet to do so, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. Well, even if you've done it before, you can always use code FTL to save yourself, no fee whatsoever on transferring up to $40 into Bitcoin. So if you go above 40, there's a very reasonable fee. It's probably one of the best fees that you'll find out there. ExpressCoin is fast, safe, it's easy, it's inexpensive, and you can use it in the U.S. or Canada. They even have their own app that you can download. ExpressCoin.com. Money order or check, I believe, is what you can use to get your Bitcoin from ExpressCoin.com. It works. I've used it, and it works well. So again, that's ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget code FTL. Virgil Viduva is joining us in the studio here tonight. Hey, Virgil.
Hey, guys. Good being with you.
Yeah, well, we had you on just before Porkfest kicked off. You were on the Saturday to Porkfest.
I was trying to convince you of police body cam use, and apparently Daryl is already convinced.
So
Daryl's I'm making progress.
Yeah. Daryl is against the police body cameras.
Yes, because, and I explained this to you one night on Free Talk Live already, or maybe it was Mark. It seems to me that most libertarians and civil liberty people and people that advocate privacy, if you put cameras on the street corner, they get upset.
Yep.
If you, you know, put listening devices on the street corner, they get upset. But if you put that on a living, walking human person that has a little badge, then all of a sudden it's going to bring police accountability. And when there's video evidence of police choking a man for selling loose cigarettes, all of a sudden, because it's police video,
that wasn't
the
police video.
The Eric Garner video was not. But if it was a police video, for some reason people think that police would wind up getting, you know, convicted of
behavior. I mean, Virgil pointed that out.
But you see that when there's the dashboard video, they don't get convicted.
No,
the dashboard video malfunctioned.
But a lot
all
of those
the time
dashboard
when handcuffed 18-year-olds shoot themselves in the head
I'm
in the back
you.
Of a cruiser.
I'm with you, but there's no doubt about that. But there are also some dashboard videos that are very, very awful towards the police. There's the one where in Texas there was like a state trooper who molested a couple of women, like anally and vaginally molested them.
You just forgot to erase the video in that instance.
The only reason,
well, whatever, it got out,
right.
And the only reason that person got in trouble is because the officer that was working with her went and filed the complaint for the women that were raped.
I understand. You can make that point, and that's fine. But the video came out, and that made it very outrageous, right? Like, it would have been one thing had it just been somebody filing something, you know, in the bureaucracy, like, oh, my coworker did this. But when that video came out and people on the internet could see it, that would create more outrage.
Right. Now, and how many people have seen the video of Kelly Thomas being beaten and tased to death? And those police officers never even got, like, the slightest slap on the wrist.
Well, what do you think? Maybe 20% of the video that shows incriminating behavior actually benefits a victim? I would say that's pretty good.
I think 20% is too high.
Yeah.
I'd say maybe 5.
Yeah, that's
because a lot of the videos, the angle, well, you can't see that he's trying to get up here.
Or there's no audio.
Right, they have or no audio, yeah, and so they just tell you whatever was being allegedly said. At least in the Kelly Thomas video, you can hear him screaming, I'm sorry,
that's really powerful.
Please don't kill me, Dad, help me.
And it still didn't help. Right. So, not to mention the cost, you know, and we discussed the cost of body cams, you know, last week, and I've calculated, I've run some numbers based on the, you know, Taser International contract amounts they've set up. These cameras average about $4,500 a pop. Right?
Yeah.
So that's outrageous.
GoPro costs, what, 50?
Right. We were talking about that. So, well, it's more like $300, but still, you know, it's a tenth of the price, less than a tenth, you know, it's substantial. So some people are getting rich off of this.
Yeah, and a lot of times I've been to some of these hearings in the New Hampshire legislature where some bureaucrat comes in and says, well, we've already worked out the details, and we can get these cameras from this company, and if we buy all of this, they'll throw in the mounts and this, and all you have to do is just pass it. And we've already got it all worked out.
But they only last a few years anyways, and then they have to re-spend
Right,
amount,
and there's no competitive bid of somebody saying, well, we can actually provide that camera for half the price, or this or that. But the biggest thing, the thing that gets me is the mass surveillance. And, of course, you're going to be able to get the fiscal conservatives that don't really care about privacy or mass surveillance. You'll get them on board by saying, look at how costly it is.
That's my biggest problem, right? Because it's clearly surveillance. It's been shown. The FBI has been using face recognition in large venues for years. They've been sued for it. And, you know, the next logical step for the government is to basically, let's grab live streams from cops, you know, cameras, stream them all in one place, process them in real time, identify suspects, you know, go full-blown, you know, pre-crime mode. And that's kind of where I think we'll be there in probably less than 10 years, honestly. So
yeah, I mean, I got to say, that's a really persuasive point. There's no doubt about that. On the other hand, the stationary cameras, you know, you don't know where all of those things are. The ones that are on street corners, they're on buildings, and there can be a lot of those.
But you can take them out.
Well, you could, but
most people don't do that.
It's very cheap. Yeah, but most people don't do that. So in London, you know, there's 4 million CCTV cameras. At, you know, in New Hampshire, we don't have that. There maybe are some traffic cameras out there, but not very many.
Just a couple, and I think they're at the toll booth on Interstate 93.
There's a couple cameras in the intersection at Keene as well, the Central Square. There's something there.
Those are not government cameras, I don't believe.
I don't know about that. Well, anyway, you know,
traffic management.
The stationary ones, you can't get away from them. But at the very least, if they're on the cops, you know where they are, right? Like, you know where those cameras are. You can avoid them if necessary. We'll come back with more here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, whether it's on the cop cameras or the Porcupine Freedom Festival or whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here live in studio here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're in the media room, the LRN.FM media room, and of course there's always a lot to talk about at Porkfest. There's more going on than you can possibly attend. There are usually 3 to 6 different events happening at any given moment, and that's just the stuff that's on the schedule. There, of course, are all kinds of impromptu things. I heard a fairly large group of people went to some stream or river and were, you know, swimming in a river somewhere here in Lancaster. So just people just pick up and go and do things. Others going out to a gun range and shooting, I'm sure, among other tours that are going
on. Newbie shoot, that's actually a scheduled event.
Is it? Okay.
The newbie shoot. And I made the joke, well, if you keep shooting the newbies, then they'll never come back. But it's actually teaching people that have never shot firearms before gun safety. It's teaching them how to shoot the guns, letting them try various guns, and letting them sort of figure out which ones they like, which ones they don't like. And, you know, maybe guns aren't for you is what you might find out.
Sure. Well, I'm sure there are people coming here from states like New Jersey where they may never have seen a gun before in their life. There's a lot of them here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There is a very gun-friendly atmosphere here. People open carrying and concealed carrying as well because, well, New Hampshire is one of the gun-friendliest places in the United States. Virgil Vaduva with us here. Ian and Daryl in the studio. We'll of course, take your calls if you want to make them, but there's always interesting people to talk to here at the festival. Virgil, you do a lot. We talked about truthvoice.com.
Right.
That's your website. You are a photographer, and you write articles. And
yeah,
you've been arrested.
I kind of do a lot of things, and the website is a fairly new project, and you guys have been reading some pieces out, you know, on the air, which is great. It's growing very fast. Mostly working on police accountability type stories, and it's been going really well so far.
There's no shortage of those, that's
no,
for sure.
No, absolutely.
So you are you here doing any presenting at Porkfest, or are you just here with the family?
No, I'm with the family. This this is our second year, so I figured we'll take it easy and not get stressed out over events and so on. Mm-hmm. The Alt Expo guys talked a little bit with me about my cell project, which is a very exciting project we're working on to help.
Is that something you can talk about?
Absolutely, yeah. It's basically a micro social platform.
Micro.
Social. Yeah, it's a very the idea is to build a platform from scratch that minimizes the use of metadata or unencrypted metadata, and then offer a fully encrypted solution to activists, you know, merchants and folks who want to interact with each other, you know, freely without government, intrusion.
The way you described it to me, it sounded like an organizational system that was encrypted.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That sums it up pretty well. The idea is that people will be able to organize themselves in cells.
Like a task list, but communication chat.
Yeah, you handle everything from messaging
calendar.
To assigning tasks and calendars and scheduling protests.
This sounds super cool, and I think we should be the test market in Keene, New Hampshire.
Absolutely. You'll be the first to know.
Because we've
tried this and about 714 other
ones. Are you frustrated, Daryl? Are you angry that we're trying new things in Keene?
I'm not angry that we're trying new things. It seems as though every couple of weeks, okay, well, we're moving to this platform. No, we're moving to this platform.
No. I haven't said anything about we're moving to anything.
Right. People will go try it and stop posting in the other ones. So it seems as though you're constantly moving from one to the other.
Because none of them
and
work.
And at some point, people are just going to stop following into the new platform. Like, well, whatever you create, Virgil, it could be the greatest thing ever.
Because Ian tried them all before.
But, how dare I try new things? Oh, my God.
No, well, what I'm saying, if you keep trying to, you know, say, okay, we're going over here now. We need to go here and go here and go here.
It's been, what, two different platforms?
Well, they all have merits.
One of them's a chat platform, which is Slack.
There was Redmine.
That was months ago. Redmine was like a year and a half ago. Okay, so we tried Redmine. It didn't go anywhere. And
because
then
nobody went to it.
Between Redmine and the next one, it was probably at least a year, if not 8 to 9 months or something like
that. But then Slack got
hacked.
Then
we added, Slack is new. We went to this thing called Telegram, which is still working and people still use it. So that worked. That one stuck, right? So then 6 months after Telegram, we tried the Slack thing. Mm. And that seems to be kind of working. There's some pickup on that. Some people are seeming to be interested in that. I think it's been useful so far. We're talking about activist organizational tools here. And then recently we did add this thing called Trello on Johnson's recommendation.
I prefer Trello to Slack. To me just seems like it's a chat room and
that's
not really
it's a
more complicated sort of organizational thing.
I didn't expect it. I thought it might have been this organizational thing, but it is more of like a chat thing for a team, and it's working for that purpose.
It does.
The Trello hasn't really been picked up by anyone yet, and yes, that one did come in fairly quickly after Slack, but, you know, it was because we had a meeting and Johnson and I were talking about what other things are there out there, because we still wanted to find something organizational where we can have, you know...
They don't exist.
Some sort of... Well, Trello exists and other ones exist, but Trello is the only one that was free. The other ones you have to pay like $6 per user per month. What's the cost going to be with Cell?
The plan is to be free, and we'll find ways to monetize in the corporate world, you know, have some enterprise
advertising
version.
Or like how...
It's just going to be an outright free tool, much the way, you know, Wicker does their platform. But again, it's not a chatting app. We're trying to create something a lot more than that. It's specifically made for activists and people who
That's what I want. I want something which we can organize events where, you know, people can...
Facebook is not the place
for it. It's not. It's terrible.
So,
I agree. Facebook's not the place to plan activism. I never said that it was.
I didn't say you said that it was.
Well, what I was saying is...
You were just complaining because we're trying new things.
Right.
No, that's not what I'm complaining about. What I'm complaining is...
We've tried too many things too quickly.
No, as soon as Trello was, we're going to try Trello, there were suggestions of, here's four other ones.
Yeah, but we haven't tried those other ones.
Good, because I'm not
Why are
going
you complaining to
jump
to me?
On them.
Why are you complaining to me?
Because
I didn't make those suggestions.
You're the one that
I don't even know who made those suggestions.
The suggestions because
anybody else can implement one, but I'm the one who does it.
Right. So anybody else
in Keene could step up and say, hey, guys, here's a great new system that I found out about it. How about we give this a try? I don't see anyone else doing it, so I'm doing it. Because I'm the, you know, activist of last resort sometimes.
Right. So are you guys still using port 911? or
port 411.
Or 411. Sorry.
I will use it occasionally. I still receive the messages from it. This is a system that allows you to leave a voicemail and have it blasted out to hundreds of email addresses across all of New Hampshire. It's too distributed, though, for me, generally, and we have enough of a network of activists in Keene to where if something's happening, I don't really need for the people on the Seacoast or Concord or wherever to know. You know, it's not really useful to them.
And we've got the Keene 411 that works very well.
We have a text messaging system where we can text message. Although I have to say, Telegram, which is an instant messaging system, I think has sort of supplanted Keene 411 as it's as far
and
as
it's encrypted.
I'll generally send if I'm sending something to Keene 411, I'll send it to
Telegram also. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, there is a problem with tool sprawl, as Chris, one of our local activists, pointed out. You know, you got to be careful not to have too many tools, and you know, you're obviously going to beat people up into those.
That's basically the point I was trying to make. It's not we're trying too many things; it's that there's so many things that people aren't going to be on all of them.
And they've all come out since the Edward Snowden revelations. Right after that, a bunch of people rushed out to the market to create, you know, a bunch of encrypted, you know, chat messaging platforms. And they work okay, but, you know, we're trying to do something more than that.
But it's not out yet, right?
It's not out yet. We're finished with the API. We're doing some internal testing, but the GUI is nowhere near done. You know, I would look at least 6 months to get it done, but it's exciting, and we're writing code, and we're making progress on it, so it's cool stuff.
Well, I will pledge to twist as many arms as I possibly can verbally in Keene to get people to sign up for it, because, you know, Daryl's acting like all these people just follow in into these things. No, it's like pulling teeth just to try to get somebody to try something new, and luckily there's a good core group of about 7 or 10
people. There's a lot of people that don't want to try it because, well, we
I don't
did
care.
This other one that nobody's using now, so why
it's
do I want
problem.
To go to the
if,
other
if
one?
If they just want to give excuses for not doing activism, that's not my problem. I want to work with the people who want to communicate. I want to work with the people who value the idea of let's get this community together and let's get off of Facebook.
Right.
And I see most people don't value that.
They don't. People always fall back on Facebook. Yeah. You know, I've noticed large events being scheduled on Facebook, and cops are waiting there for you. Well, no wonder.
Yeah, sure.
They know what you're planning. They know what you're up to.
Well, I wouldn't think for a moment that I wouldn't be in infiltrated on cell, right? Because, you know, we have, likely there are undercover agents
everywhere,
you know, here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So I don't think you should get over super paranoid about secrecy, because if you do, then you'll be surprised when, turns out that one guy in your cell was actually...
It depends what activities you're planning on being involved in.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just doing peaceful actions.
Right,
so
and that's important.
I don't care if it's necessarily planned publicly, but then again, I don't mind having a closed system to where not everybody can throw in comments from the peanut gallery. So, like on Facebook, there's a group we have called Keeniacs where there's 300 people in there, and some of them are people who just visited Keene, and that's cool. It's supposed to be a place where people can just sort of socialize to some extent.
And it does.
But it's not very good for planning activism.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to trying Cell.
Absolutely, I'm excited.
And I hope you'll let us in on the beta when that's ready.
Of course.
Virgil Leduva, where would people go to find out about Cell when it's ready?
SafeArcs.com.
SafeArcs.
.com. Yes.
.com. Cool. Thanks for that.
All right.
Thanks
for
coming on Free Talk Live. We'll come back with more here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2015.
Quantum Life. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores, like real pre-finished hardwood for just 49 cents. Beautiful and durable strand bamboo for $1.99. American and European laminate styles for 39 cents. Plus solid Brazilian pecan, hand-scraped acacia, and more up to 40% off. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster.
The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.